A host of disasters may overtake a bird on the wing, its body stricken in the middle air by nerve wrack, collision, or bullet. Of these I know nothing, whatever the casual reporter affirms or guesses of course and trajectory. This was a wholly different matter. A spaniel's velvet jaws stopped the bird's heart. No tooth ruffled the breast feathers, but dead nevertheless. A hedge sparrow, I fancy, some unremarkable fustian bird, not of the soaring kind, his death more unremarkable than a song, with no throttled spectacular earthward plunge, no spiring pinions frozen in spread eagle, no lusterless feathers drifting like spoons down, no light impact to snap the fragile bones. Earthborn, earthbound, arrested, dead, here, the troweled earth, mother neutral, accepts whatever may be accepted, whatever may be gathered, beak, bone, claw, pin feather, eye, lacking a simple gesture of rejection. My fingers number each interrupted capillary, every excruciate nerve and filament barbed like eyes in the loin with spears of delight, needle points of terror. Who can order and preen these feathers for flying now, or arch these spindle bones to stride the morning, or glaze these eyes to stare the sun into pity, or force this mouth crammed with silence to empty the light with its crying, or people the desolate city? Honed to a cutting edge on the whetstone of frost, the pathways of air are deserted. No bird dare thread his flight here, for fear his wings shiver like glass and scatter the snow with diamonds. But we are compelled to venture, coming on foot by a devious, unmarked track to a place of stones, where glyptic records rehearse with adroit precision their repetitious and inexpressible sorrow. And being gathered, our eyes correctly reverted, each from the other's nakedness, let us commit to darkness eyes that never suffered the first incredible shock of light, and having committed this last and newest testament, turn, this is no festival for mothers, turn to this other man, the one companion, bowed with an effort of unprofessional grief. Far down in the valley, a bird rises stiffly in the cruel stillness. A jet of affection splinters the numbness. He should have flown south a long time ago. And turning, find this other man is gone, gone underground, his tottering grief a frozen gesture of silence. So many dead, since and before and elsewhere, behind the wire, under the olive trees, at sea, and not a few in their beds. But here, to my knowledge, these two, plenty, a universe of dying. As for the rest, I do not know them. Let them be mourned in the best style. My song and sorrow are exhausted and overburdened by a child dead from her birth and a generous, voluble friend. Not far away, in ground unsanctified, a spaniel, clown bred in the bone, a circus prodigy from birth, and a hedge sparrow. And now that I've started, the list spins out a little. A boy shot through the head for a partridge, a not uncommon error. A girl unmade the hardy fashion of love, and an older maid, fearless in flood time, who ferried her new-baked bread across the river of death. All these in their due seasons. Here is some bravery. No make of mourning can bruise the bones of these who in the end must suffer the ways of repose. Worn to a habit of silence, the unrequited lover is caught in a riptide of gentleness. Another, knowing no graceful hope, drowns in a deep pool of accomplished innocence, and being made whole, goes forth to meet the naked terror of vision, the urgency of flight, the hard death of song. The black flutter of a skylark rising from the corn is a dying fall, no gauge of his ecstasy of song. Even the sparrow's motley belies his intricate song, conceals how by a mystery the voice becomes vision, how by a surgical duplicity the vision mounts to the throat and kindles a golden flame of song, how the amethyst beak, releasing the thread of breath, spills from the ruby throat the sapphires of death. Reverting from their bold venture, all come in a blaze of jeweled flame to the city of the sun. The shudder of cock crow is heard in the phoenix cry. Betrothal and betrayal are equal, crucified, hung like a broken crow in most cruel wise on the horns of the heart or spear points of eyes. The ritual silence commands us endow the feathers of suffering with power to renew the virgin's perplexity, a man's broken oath, the clown's wild sorrow, and a child's small death.